Please enjoy this replay of our Sunday, September 18th, Sunday service with music from the worship team and message from Pastor Ripley. God bless.
This morning to Grace Christian Fellowship. I know others are gathering in. We also want to welcome those that are listening on radio 89.1 FM on the dial, and we just pray a blessing upon you as you are listening today. I know others are gathering in, and we just pray today that God would just do that work in our hearts and lives in Jesus' name. Just want to, I have to catch my breath. I was running down the aisle. And it's not even Pentecost Sunday yet. Just want to remind you of some announcements. There is a tithes and offering box available for donations as you enter the sanctuary. This Tuesday, 7 p.m., on This and That, we are going to have our special guest, Tanya Gaw, who is the president of Action for Canada, and she is going to be sharing this Tuesday at 7 o'clock will be the interview, and we will rebroadcast it Thursday at 7 p.m. And then the following week, we're hoping to have Pastor James Coates, who has written a book on God versus government. We're going to be talking to him about that book, so please keep that in mind. And I want to thank all of those who attended this past Tuesday with Laura Lynn Thompson. How many enjoyed that? What a blessing to have her here in the church. And we had well over 200 people attend, and so it was a great time. We pray for them that the Lord will bless them as they continue on in their journey. Wednesday, 7 o'clock, will be our Bible study, and we will be tackling Proverbs chapter 1. Now, if you're not used to coming to Bible study, this is the opportunity for you to come and be part of these studies. I know God will bless you and minister to you. Then Thursday, 9 a.m. is our prayer meeting and coffee time. So please keep that in mind. And then Thursday at 6:30 p.m. is our radio ministry committee meeting. And I have a special guest that's going to be arriving for that meeting. I'm not going to tell the committee who it is, but I've got a special guest coming. Saturday, 8 a.m., men's prayer meeting at Gary's shop. Saturday, 10:30 a.m., boy, it looks like I'm going to have a busy week, pastor's council meeting, so please keep that in mind. And next Sunday, we are going to be having a fellowship after church. Please bring something like sandwiches, squares, cookies, fruits, snacks, and then my wife writes in, thank you. Please bring something like sandwiches. Something, not sandwiches, but something like sandwiches. I don't know what that means, something like. I mean, they got a lot of stuff out today, right? Squares, cookies, fruit, snacks. Thank you. That's next week. And Anne-Marie has an announcement for the garage sale. Now, we're selling these garages at a very...
Good morning, everyone. How many have been cleaning out the cupboards this week for our getting ready for our garage sale? Yay! There's a few hands. Awesome. Okay. So apparently there's been a number of questions regarding this. So Lord Jesus, please help me give the directions without confusing everybody. Amen. Okay. At 10 to 3, Thursday and Friday, you can come in and drop off your items. Please take time to put things on the tables allocated. It will spare us time setting up. We appreciate that. And if you have an interest in helping out some way, somehow, and you have never done it and you would like to, please show up at those times. You can help because I'm sure there'll be things for you to do. So yes, other than that, the big items, if you have big items, you can save yourself hauling that stuff in. If you wanted to post it on the Facebook marketplace. That's a really great place to sell it. You can bring that money in and put it in a tithe envelope, market, garage sale, and we'll get it to the garage sale that way. All right. Other than that, I'll be at the back. Hopefully, I'm teaching Sunday school, but if there's any other questions, feel free to track me down. And, yeah, God bless you all in cleaning up this week.
Good morning. I know this is a lot of announcements and it's hard to remember everything, so please make sure you have a bulletin. We have some available when you come in, and also check the church website. We keep update with all that's what's happening, so you can check there to make sure you don't miss anything. So I would like to highlight that we're inviting the ladies to join us for a baby shower. And that's on Friday, September the 30th at 2 p.m. here at the church. And the baby shower is for Ali Gaudio, and that is Pastor Raf and Sylvia's daughter. So we all know how things are expensive today, right? So especially we'd like to bless Ali as she prepares for a baby girl in early October. So just keep that in mind. And the last announcement is Ignite 2022. So that's a free... I said free. That should get everybody's attention. Free. Lunch included. Full day event will ignite your joy and passion for the gospel and help build your confidence to share your faith with scriptures. So that's going to be on Saturday, October the 22nd. So it is free, but you do need to register. So if you feel comfortable to do it online, it's very easy, but if you can do it online, that's fine. You can go on our church website and register online. There's also a little piece of paper in the foyer that has the website to register. If you prefer just to do it sign-in, we have a sign-in sheet that you can write so we can prepare for how many people will attend. So thank you, and God bless you.
Of course, if you register online, that will be connected to the CAN app. No connection whatsoever. So we encourage you to do that today. I know this is going to be an exciting time as we gather together and learn more about witnessing. And I know it'll be a blessing for you. We're going to give you a chance to stand and move around, shake some hands this morning. God bless you as you move around this morning on this chilly September morning. we could find a seat this morning. I'm going to invite Gary to come up and just open our service in prayer. God bless him as he comes. Testing.
Everybody seated? I just got one scripture here from Acts 2. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there was from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind. And it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared on them as they rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak in other tongues and utterance. We need the Holy Spirit to completely take over our lives, over this church. Here, I don't know when it was, probably in the spring, come out of men's prayer, and the Lord spoke to me, stand up and fight. I couldn't understand that. I mean, I'm kind of a cowboy, what do I do, get my guns or what? And Dave Wedge asked me, what does that mean? I said, I don't know. But on Tuesday, when Laura Lynn Thompson was here, it came to me. We have to stand up and fight. And this is it. This is what we fight with. Because we're coming into some unbelievable times, but we can fight the devil. Like Laura Lynn said, we are in war. And we are. Not against the government, not against anybody, but the devil. He's out to get us. In small things, I mean, it drives me crazy sometimes. But he's after us. He's after our families and everything. And through Pastor Dave is a great one for prayer. And that is the answer. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that we can gather one more time, Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit would completely take over. And we pray, Lord God, that we would see that fire come down, Lord Jesus, because we absolutely need you. So I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord God, just heard something about Carol Hansen in the hospital. We pray for her, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would touch her, Lord, whatever her problem is. Lord, you are the healer. You are the deliverer. You are the Almighty. Lord, and we need more of you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Let's stand this morning and give our praise to the Lord. Honor Him.
Here I am, and I have come to thank you, Lord, for all you've done. Thank you, Lord. You paid the price at Calvary. You shed your blood. You set me free. Thank you, Lord. No greater love was ever shown. No better life ever was laid down.
Amen.
And I will always love your name. Shame, you drank my cup, you bore my pain. You broke the curse, you broke the chains. In victory from death you rose again. Thank you, Lord. And not by words, but by your grace, you clothe me now in your righteousness.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
God so loved the world that he gave us, his one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in him will live forever. The power of hell forever defeated, now it is well. I'm walking in freedom, for God so loved, God so loved the world. Your failures, bring your addictions, come lay them down at the foot of the cross. Jesus is waiting, God so loved the world. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, blessed is he who hides in him. I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me. Those who look on him are radiant. They'll never be ashamed. They'll never be ashamed. And this poor man cried, and the Lord heard me and saved me. Son of God surrounds his saints. He will deliver them. He will deliver them. Magnify the Lord with me. Come exalt his name together.
Name forever.
The Lord is good. Oh, blessed is he who hides in him.
Amen. Jesus, we worship you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are King God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you.
cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life.
Thank you, Jesus. And now you are exalted to the highest place.
Seated this morning. It's good to see so many out today. Thank you, musicians. Just want to share with you this morning the importance of prayer. And especially, and I just want to say this morning, especially for myself and Pastor Raph, because we're targets. You know, we have these rallies, and again, we're so excited to have these rallies with over 200 people, but you know, many churches have closed their doors to Laura Lynn.
Yes.
And they have to go to theaters.
Yeah.
Sometimes churches open up, the pastor doesn't even show up. This is a fact, folks. We're taking a stand that many churches are not taking.
Yes.
In many areas.
Yes.
Even having these interviews on the radio station, and I'm happy to announce that, and someone mentioned that to me this morning, about the interview with Laura Lynn, that will be taking place I believe the first Tuesday in October. We're also hoping to have Arthur Pulowski. No, yes. Oh, yes, dismiss the kids. The kids may leave. The children can go. Okay, they're a little hesitant. But, you know, listen to me this morning. We need to be praying because we as a church are on the front lines. And the enemy doesn't like what we're doing. And he's going to try to do everything possible to hinder what the Holy Spirit is doing through us. So we have to be in prayer. We have to be seeking God's face in this hour. I just want to share that with you this morning. If you have your Bibles, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And I want to share for a few moments on the title, The End is Just the Beginning. The End is Just the Beginning. And I was thinking this morning about you and me and how we are getting up in age. How many are getting older? Can I see your hand? How many feel old this morning? Can I see your hand? Okay, there's a few honest people here this morning. And we think sometimes that all that we're going to experience is here on this earth. But friends, the end, whenever it comes, is just the beginning. I want to say that again. Whatever we end, whenever we end our life, whenever that is, and God chooses to, that is not the end. That is just the beginning. Hallelujah. We have so much to look forward to in heaven. Someone said that's just a fairy tale. No, it's not. We have so much to look forward to in heaven. Sometimes we forget that. And we need to be reminded as we go through this earthly journey, which is so very short. And Paul had to remind the Thessalonians about where we're headed as believers. Father, I thank you this morning for the truth of your word. I pray today as it is preached and taught that it would speak volumes to each and every one of us today. Lord, I pray that you would deposit something good in us today through the ministry of your word, a seed that would bear 40, 60, and 100-fold in and through our lives. And I'm going to ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to talk a little bit about the hereafter. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning at verse 13. But we do not want you to be uninformed. The Bible says that God's people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Believing the lies of the enemy instead of the truth of God's word. Believing things that are being fed to us outside of the realm of the Bible. Things that don't even make sense. Like evolution. Take a moment to look at the person beside you. Just go ahead. Take a look at the person beside you. Did you know there's no one else on the earth just like them? And someone said, thank God. There's no one like you on the face of the earth and who has ever been born and lived on this planet. Think about that for a minute. How everything flows together. There's spring and there's summer. And if you live in Alberta, there's winter and there's August the 15th. How everything just works intricately together. Praise God for His holy design. You know, why don't you have 3 ears and 5 eyes like they do on Mars? Let that sink in for a minute. Everything is planned perfectly by the Creator, God Almighty. Hallelujah. Paul here is saying, I don't want you to be uninformed about what's going to be taking place in the days to come. About those who are asleep. When you die as a believer, the Bible calls your death sleep. Because there is something happening. And something that's going to happen, and that's what I want to talk about this morning. For those who have fallen asleep and those of us who are still alive. And the Bible says here, Paul says it so specifically, so that you will not grieve as do the rest, and I want to emphasize this morning, the rest who have no hope. I want to say it emphatically today. Apart from Christ, there is no hope. Amen. Do you know that there are thousands of people that have chosen made medical assistance in death. And some are even being encouraged to end their life when there is virtually no reason to do it. You're costing us too much money. Why don't you just end your life? Are you hearing me? And people are choosing to do that by the thousands. I think in 2021, there were 10,000 Canadians that chose MAID. Your quality of life has gone down. Why not just end it all? And even young people are ending their lives because they see climate change happening. What a crock that is. To put fear in young people's lives. Let me tell you something this morning that you already know. I'm preaching to the choir this morning. Man is not going to destroy this earth. The Bible says God is going to do it. Are you hearing me this morning? With a fervent heat, The earth is going to be destroyed. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't, you know, put in our recyclables. We are here today to be masters of the earth. So don't get me wrong. But to the point that it has put fear in people's lives. Why bother to have children? Don't do it. Look at the life they're going to have. Friends, if you're a believer today and you're listening to this message, if you're going to have a child, let it be blessed of the Lord. Let it be a prophet in this age, hallelujah, that God would raise up to preach the wonderful gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I prophesy this morning, that which is in your womb shall come forth and be a vessel of the Holy Spirit. Creating fear in people. You know why they're doing that? Because there's no hope. When you die, you just go in the ground and that's it. Put a couple of shovels of earth over your casket. Well, maybe a few more than that. And it's all over. What a bunch of baloney. God didn't create you just to live 60, 70, 80, or 90 years. No, He created you to live forever. Oh, try living without God. Have you ever been to a funeral when God is not mentioned? I have. When I was living in Brampton, Ontario, In a townhouse, that's what they call them in Ontario, townhouses. And my next door neighbor passed away and I went to the funeral. They never mention God at all. It was the most morbid service I've ever been to. Because apart from God, what happens to you? They feed you. You just have a few years and that's it. You go into the ground. The worms eat you up. What a hopeless existence. What a hopeless existence. We don't grieve as the world does because we know a believer dies, they've gone on to be with Jesus. And if you're here today and you don't have Christ in your life, good luck. Good luck. You need God. It's not an option anymore. Do I want God or don't want God? Do I want God? I don't want God. Do I want God? I don't want God. No, there's no options anymore. We need God. Are you hearing me? We need the Holy Spirit. Come on, somebody. We need Him every moment of the day, every hour. Hallelujah. I'm confused. You're confused because you're listening to a bunch of garbage that people are feeding you instead of listening and reading the eternal word of Almighty God. Hallelujah! These celebrities, they make me sick. Some of them, most of them. They seem to have a gem of how to live your life. Friends, let me tell you, it's not going to come from America's Got Talent. It's going to come from a relationship with God Almighty. Hallelujah. You need to get on your knees and repent and invite Jesus into your life and let Him guide you and direct you. Hallelujah. That your footsteps would take on the very essence of God. Amen. Amen. You say, you're awful rough. Pastor Ruby, rough. Tough. No time for platitudes. It's time to receive the truth. Look at verse 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Even so, God will bring with Him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. That's the promise the Word of God gives us. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord. Now there's no recorded message that this is in this Bible, but we know that this is from God Himself.
Amen.
Spoken here and inspired by the Holy Spirit. That we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will not precede those who have fallen asleep. The coming of the Lord here speaks of a manifestation that's going to take place. We call it the rapture. The catching away of the saints.
Amen.
You say, Pastor, when's that going to take place? I don't know. Can you give me a time period that it's going to take place? I'm not sure. But we've all seen the movies where people are bustling along in their cars, flying in the planes, and all of a sudden, people just disappear. I was watching a Christian movie a couple of weeks ago on Tubi, and you guessed it, the title was called The Rapture. And, you know, it's was the depiction of all these people, church people, church people, church people, church people. One more time, church people. One, you know, didn't have time to go to church. They had to go golfing or they had to do something else or whatever. And the pastor was trying to convince the member, come to church, come to church. And all of a sudden there was a bang, clap, thunderbolt. And people's TVs blew up with the message, people are missing. And the guy that went golfing or wherever he was going, you know where he ran to, right? He ran to the church. And you know what he found? It was a Sunday morning and 1/4 of the congregation was still there. Kind of scared me a little bit. I went to check to see where my wife was. Because if she's still here, I'm okay. How many know what I'm talking about? 1/4 of the congregation was still there. And you know what they were doing? They were crying. They were bawling their eyes out. Because they knew what they had just missed. For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout. I like this. The Lord Himself. He's not sending an angel, folks. He's coming Himself. and will descend from heaven with, hello, a shout. With the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Now let me just read this to give some perspective. It seems that while the spirits of believers go to be with Christ immediately after death, the physical body remains in the grave sleeping. At the resurrection of believers, the physical body is resurrected, glorified, and then united with the soul and spirit. This reunited and glorified body, soul, and spirit will be the possession of believers for eternity in the new heavens and the new earth. Let me read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning at verse 51. It's not up there, but you can look at it in your own Bible. Behold, I tell you a mystery. Someone said to me, well, what if their body was blown up? Or what if they were burned and their ashes were scattered? And what if, you know, they were in a plane and it went down in the ocean and the sharks ate them up? Come on, we need to release that tension, don't we? Come on, it's true, isn't it? Those are questions that people have. That's why the Bible says it's a mystery. But let me tell you, God is able to do it. Hallelujah. If He said it, He will do it. Can you praise Him this morning? That's why He says, I tell you a mystery. You like that? Behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Friends, I don't know, but that's fast. 1 minute you're here, and the next minute you're gone. For the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised incorruptible. And we will be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. And this mortal must put on immortality. But when this corruptible puts on the incorruptible and this mortal puts on immortality, then will come about the word that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is your victory? Hallelujah. Let me say it again. Oh, death, where is your victory? Amen. Oh, death, where is your sting? Now the sting of death is sin and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You say, who's going up? There's a lot of talk about that. Who's going up? Is it everyone that says they're a Christian? Is everyone going up that says, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian? The Bible talks about those that look for His return, whose eyes are fixed, ready for His return. I don't know when it's going to be. I'm not going to make any predictions. But let me tell you, it can happen at any time. There's nothing holding back the rapture from happening right now. Verse 17, then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Ever been in an airplane? And you're over and above the clouds? You can just see the sun? Above the clouds, there's the sun shining brilliantly. Friends, we're going to meet him in the air. You say, Pastor, could you explain this to me more deeply? No, I can't. It's a mystery. It's hard to fathom. It's hard to fully comprehend and explain. But the Bible says, and so shall we always be with the Lord. And then verse 18 closes off, which I think is an important little verse. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. You know, why would we need to comfort each other? Because in the midst of the battle, it's easy to get discouraged. When the fierceness of the battle intensifies, it's easy to get down. But when we realize that life is so short, and we have the promise of eternity with God, friends, it makes all the difference. We may go through hell here, but we have heaven to look forward to. Are you hearing me? We may, you know, they're already setting the world up for the rapture.
Yes, that's right.
By talking about aliens,
yeah.
UFOs,
yeah.
Shining discs in the dark. Something you just flung in the air. They're already preparing the world for what is going to happen. The question is, are we ready? And that's always the question, isn't it? Are we ready for the rapture? Because like I said, it can happen at any time. Someone said, no, it's got to happen here. No, it's got to happen there. No, it's got to happen over here. No, it's got to happen over there. It's got to happen over here. It's got to happen over there. No. It can happen at any time. There's nothing holding back the rapture of the church. Are you ready? I don't know about you, but I don't want to be left behind. I want to meet him in the air.
Come on.
Come on, hallelujah. I want to meet him in the air. I said, I want to meet him in the air. Glory be to God. I don't know how this is all going to finish. And I'm not smart enough to know exactly how it's all going to take place. I just know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Right. And I remember growing up in the church, and this message was preached so often. It caused people to be on the cutting edge of what God wanted to do in and through their lives, because they didn't know how much time was left. We just need to be ready, spiritually and in every way. Will you bow your heads this morning? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for your word today. And Lord, the essence of all that you said today is, Lord, am I ready? Am I ready? Spiritually ready for what may happen in the days, the weeks, the months ahead? I want to be ready. I want to be spiritually prepared for what's going to take place. There's no time for excuses. There's no time for, today, the Bible says, is the day of salvation. Today is the day to receive Christ. Today is the day. The Bible says that those who reject Christ will end up in a place called hell where the worm does not die. Many refer to the worm as a person's memory. As they think over all the opportunities that they had to give their lives to Jesus Christ. This is one of those opportunities to make things right with God. As every head is bowed, and no one is looking around, is there anyone here that would say, Pastor David, would you just remember me in prayer as you end this service? Is there anyone that would slip up their hand and say, just remember me in prayer? Yes, yes, yes. Anyone else? Yes, yes. Anyone else here today that would just say, remember me in prayer? Yes. Anyone else? Yes. Remember me in prayer as we come to the end of this message. Anyone else that would just slip up their hand and say, let's just remember me in prayer? Father, you've seen all those hands that went up today. I pray today, O God, as we recommit our lives to Jesus Christ, as we submit our hearts to you, Lord, that you would do a transforming work inside of us. Oh God, you love us with an enduring love. I pray today, Father, as we have come under the microscope of the Holy Spirit, that the work would be carried on in each and every one of us today. Lord, we just simply say, Father, forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us and purify us. Come into our lives, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we're going to give you all the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening. Come join us next Sunday at 10:30 at Grace Christian Fellowship. We'd love to have you join us in worship.